Braintree Job Centre computers attacked for 4 months. Repeat computer software attacks on Braintree Job Centre over 4 months led police to a university student who created and sold malicious software targeting government websites. Police worked with the Department for Work and Pensions on the attacks between May the 12th and August the 18th, 2022. Officers identified a suspect whose mobile phone was found to run a program called Myra, which was running two different attack commands towards the computer system. The Myra homepage and its web address were then traced to 21-year-old Amar Tajol, a third-year university student. He was supplying a tool used by hundreds of online customers to carry out distributed denial of services attacks, which forced users to take their websites offline, and made nearly £45,000 from his crimes. He also provided technical support to those who bought the cyber attack software, which he constructed and sold according to the Crown Office and Procurator Fiscal Service. Tajor, a third year cyber security student, was jailed for 21 months at Dumbarton Sheriff Court after pleading guilty to computer misuse charges and to breach of proceeds of crime legislation. Tajor will now be subject to confiscation action under proceeds of crime legislation. After the case, Sinadin Corins, Deputy Procurator Fiscal for Specialist Casework, said Amar Tajor's criminal conduct had the potential to cause serious disruption to government-affiliated and commercial websites all over the world. He made tens of thousands of pounds through the sale of his malicious software and technical expertise, but he is now paying the price for his criminal conduct, and we are already taking steps to recover his criminal benefit under proceeds of crime legislation. This investigation involved domestic and international partners and reflects the worldwide nature of cybercrime investigations, which does not stop at traditional borders.